This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Cabo Jim Schaller.
Welcome, Good Neighbors. Episode number 135 of the Good Neighbor Podcast, Estero. Today we have Good Neighbor Brett Onash from Python Home Inspection. Brett, welcome.
Hey, thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. Always good to meet good people in the neighborhood. So
that's the truth.
Yeah. So why don't we start off by sharing a little bit about what you do over at Python Home Inspections?
Well, we do general home inspections for people purchasing new homes in Collier and Lee County. We blanket ourselves all over Collier and all over Lee County. And we do our inspections prior to people purchasing their dream homes down here in Florida.
Always an important part of the process, right?
Oh, yeah. There's always something, too.
I hear you. So how did you get started in this industry?
It's something I've been in construction basically my entire life. Started out doing some summer work for my uncle up in New Jersey, you know, pushing brooms, picking up the trash around the lots, stuff like that, teenage stuff. And then graduated high school and packed my car up, moved down to Florida to be an electrician. And it just went from there. One day I was visiting my grandparents up in Bonita. And my grandfather came to me and said, "Hey, you ever think about home inspecting? We just had a guy inspect our house as they were selling it." And he showed me the news article. I read it, and then it went all straightforward from there.
Right. Just found it, and you went right after it.
That's it. It's a dream job. It's not even a job. It's just something I love to do.
Absolutely.
It's great career path.
And that's what you got to do. You got to find out what you're passionate about and follow that as well.
Exactly.
So we've all had some type of challenge or obstacle along our journey that you know, maybe we struggled through. Maybe we can look back at now and say, you know what, I'm in a better place now, but, you know, I did go through that. Is something that happened along your journey?
Not so much. I mean, I guess every day would be a journey. I like to live in the present. I don't really like to look back in the back, and I don't want to look too far in the future. I like to stay present and observe what's going on around me now, and that's all that really matters. Any hardships really can't complain about anything, because that's molded me into the person I am today.
Absolutely. No regrets, right?
No regrets. You can't look back and have, you know, regrets on things. You got to keep moving forward and be present.
Exactly. Has there something that's happened maybe within the industry over the years you've been involved in it that maybe, you know, has changed or is trending?
Not really. I mean, the home sales, I guess, have slowed down a little bit, but for the most part, it's transitioned from basic, you know, sales of homes for inspections, and it's transitioned more into new construction. Okay. So we've been primarily doing our inspections on new home builds in the area versus, you know, resales. So that's something that has changed. I have seen that a lot of the quality isn't really there, you know, the quality of professionalism.
Yep.
And, you know, and building. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with any of the builders, but you just see some of these things that just you scratch your head and wonder how was this allowed on the job? Why are they allowing contractors on the jobs that just seem like they don't care? There's no pride in workmanship anymore, it seems like. But I'm optimistic that it'll get better.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's tough down here. It's tough to find good help and good people. Are there any maybe myths or misconceptions surrounding what you do that we could clear up for our listeners?
I don't know. I really never hear of any misconceptions for anybody.
I mean, when somebody thinks about a home inspection, you're like, I don't need one of those. You know, do you get that a lot? Or
they sometimes yes, sometimes no. It just depends. You know, you get the guy that's a contractor or whatever, you know, goes in there and knows everything, and you just let them do their thing and let them know everything. I don't know everything, but I'm the first to admit it. But right. when we go into doing the inspection, there's always something silly, you know, when we get into these places, whether it's, you know, something that's you can't see or something that's been hidden. There's always something. But
most people probably assume they can walk in a house and look at it. And
well, you know, actually, thinking about it now, the misconception, I would say that, you know, people that are buying the new construction have the misconception of, oh, I'm buying a new home, there's nothing going to be wrong with it. And it seems that the new construction has the most problems versus the resales, which have already had people living in them. There's a ton of problems with, I wouldn't say problems, but imperfections with the new construction. But that's why we do the inspections, to make sure that people are, you know, getting the most out of their investment.
Yeah, and avoid those obstacles or added expenses down the line as well, too.
Headaches and money pit bills, you know.
Yep.
Buy a house and all of a sudden the warranty's expired, and then we go to inspect it for a resale and you find out you got, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars of issues going on in the property, which I don't want anybody to have to, you know, have to experience that.
Absolutely. So you mentioned you weren't from Southwest Florida. What brought you down here?
That's a good question too. Well, I'm from Marlton, New Jersey. It's South Jersey. It's in Burlington County. Graduate high school up there. I did some trade school. I got certified in electrical trades, and I came down here with, you know, all these dreams of being an electrician, and then found out that I cannot compete with the workforce down here because the pay wasn't there. You know, you come down here, you know, certified, and you got all these degrees and education, and they want to pay you $8 an hour to, you know, to do electrical work, which is, you can't raise a family with that. It's just terrible. So I got out of that trade, and this is where I'm at today. So
running your own business, which is much better. Absolutely.
It's definitely a lot better than working for someone.
I hear you. So when you do have some free time, are there certain things that you like to do around here down in Southwest Florida?
Yeah, I like to take the boys out. We go out, do a lot of stuff in the woods. I don't know if you ever heard of what geocaching. It's a we do a lot of that. That's treasure hunting. It's a global GPS-driven treasure hunt thing where they take the kids out and they got to solve puzzles and do math equations, and you know, they got to use the cipher keys to solve a problem. And that's something we like to do. We also like to go out and do, we're just outdoors a lot, you know, swimming, going fishing back in the woods, you know, basic stuff like that, outdoor stuff.
That's why we live down here, so we can do that year round. Absolutely. So is there one thing maybe that you wish our listeners knew about what you do that maybe they're not aware of?
I mean, I have a very unique, and it's currently being copywritten right now. It's in the process of my inspection reporting system. I've custom written an entirely different than what most people are used to seeing report and rating system. It's not your basic, you know, satisfactory, marginal. I don't know if you even know what I'm talking about in regards to that.
Absolutely.
There's a basic rating system, and it's just boring. It's hard to understand, and I have rewrote the whole reporting software to the point where it's written around the NABOR contract, which is for Collier County's realtors. I've written the report based off of their contract, so there's no interference of, you know, is this cosmetic? Is this a contractual requirement? So we've simplified that in order to make it more easy to read and understand. And there's a lot more photographs that you're used to seeing. And the rating system is like a report card. It's the letter A, which is something's there, it's fine, nothing wrong. Yep. And we have the letter B, which would be something, say, like your light bulb's burned out, go change your light bulb. Or, you know, you need to caulk around the sink or something silly, low maintenance, not expensive. Then I have the letter C, which would be equivalent to an F, but it just went into where ABC. So the C items would be on the back of the report and a summarized part of the report where the realtor could say, okay, I read the report. Now here's everything that we really need to address. And here's the important things that are located in the back of the report, which they can print out, share with the other side. And it's just very simple terms, nothing, you know, technical that somebody couldn't understand. It's written so everybody can understand it, and it's been simplified.
Nice. And that's important, so people can understand what they're looking at and what it all means.
Exactly.
So how would our listeners go about getting a hold of you if they're interested in learning more or having something inspected?
Well, they can reach us at 239 239- 431-5100 and reach out and talk to Amy. She is the master of the office. She controls all the scheduling, the billing, the everything. She takes care of everything. Without her, I couldn't run this business. And there's also pythonhomeinspection.com. We do have an online calendar. So if, say, you're a realtor and you're out to dinner and you're closing a deal and getting contracts signed and you say, well, it's 9 o'clock at night, I need to get an inspection scheduled. Well, you can go to pythonhomeinspection.com, schedule online, and the next day we'll reach out to you and confirm everything. We try to keep it as simple as possible.
Simplicity. You got to love it. Perfect. Perfect. Any last words for our listeners?
No. Just stay positive and spread love. That's it.
That's it. I'm with you. I love that. Brett, thank you for being such a good neighbor, and I hope to see you out here in the community soon.
Thanks, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Estero. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpestero.com. That's gnpestero.com. Or call 239-296-2621.